Hello. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Now, I'm going to make this actually something that's going to be of use to the listeners of my station, and I haven't pre-prepared you for this, but my understanding is you've just recently acquired an Apple Watch, and I'd just like to talk to you about what are the advantages you found from owning this new piece of, well, relatively expensive technology? Let's face it.
It counts my steps and it helps me be productive.
And do you think that your level of activity has increased since you've had the Apple Watch?
Oh, absolutely.
So, and do you feel fitter and better, or do you think that the benefits haven't quite manifested themselves yet?
I feel better, not fitter. I've only had it a week,
Well, it's
so.
probably going to take longer to be fitter, isn't it? I mean,
Exactly.
fitness doesn't happen in a week. How do you find it for things like notifications and stuff like that? Is it more convenient than picking up the phone and staring at the screen?
I mean, it's easier to use, I guess. It's easier to, just pick up the watch and more reliable to me.
And the documentation of the Apple Watch claims 18 hours runtime, depending on what you're doing with the actual watch. Do you find that the watch does run all day and you can sort of drop it on the charge when you go to sleep and that sort of thing? Have you actually had it go flat on you yet?
No. I get up at about 7 o'clock in the morning and I put it on as soon as I wake up and I leave it on me all day. And I think it gets to probably about 50% when I go to sleep at about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Ah, very good. All right. Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts on your Apple Watch. You've been listening to Kerry Hoth and Therese, who has just got an Apple Watch and has chatted with us about it off the cuff with very little preparation at all. So well done for that. And thanks for being a part of this segment on Anchor.
You're welcome.